What is chuppah? What is chuppah? So tonight, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start with the first two shitas of the many shitas, what is chuppah? I'll try to see the nafka minis and din. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Ksubis, that the Zman HaMishnah, the Zman HaGemara, the Chuppah wasn't at the same time as Kedushin like we do. We do the Kedushin and the Chuppah together. We do the Kedushin, they did the Kedushin first, and then following later they did the Nesu'in. When did they do the Nesu'in? Not 12 months later, but the Mishnah says, Mishitava HaBaal, when the Baal says that he's ready to get married, then you give the Kala 12 months, not from the Kedushin, but there was Kedushin already. She already was Makabal Tabas. Afterwards, whether if it's 2 months later, 8 months later, the husband said, okay, let's get married, Nisuin. So the Mishnah, you give 12 months. Mimela, since the dinner is that you give 12 months to prepare, and the 12 months came, and Higiyas Man Vele Nisu, Zakti Gemara Daf Beza Mar Aleph and Ksubas, Higiyas Man Vele Nisu, we cancel the chasen, means they should have got married, the time is to get married, they didn't get married, so he has to start giving Mizoinis, he has to give her Achelis Mishaloiv, Achelis Betruma, which means the chasen, the future husband has to start giving food to the kala to eat. That's the din. Even if they didn't get married, even koydin nesu'in, nagiyas man v'lei nesu'a, achelas mishaloi, achelas betruma, they have to, the chasen has to give the kala food to eat even before nesu'in. Zokta Gemara, what happens if, let's say, the chasen was sick? Or let's say the kala was sick and they weren't able to do nesu'in. Chola hu oisha chol sahi, he was sick or she was sick, oisha pirsa nida, she was in Nida and they weren't able to get married. Zakta Gemara, then over there, it's not a chalas, because there's no knas. It's an oinis, it's called an oinis. The chasen, they weren't able to get married either. He was sick or she was sick. Or pierce the Nida, and Mamela, there's no knas. But what do you see? You see that pierce the Nida, if she becomes a Nida, Zakta Gemara, it's called an oinis that they can't get married. Now, why can't they get married? Why can't they do nesu'in if it's pirsa nida? Why can't you do nesu'in? Zok deran, that there are those that want to be medayik from here, and that's the famous shita say Rambam, the Rambam perik yud, hilchas ishes, alocha aleph, alocha beis, that the Rambam holds, what is nesu'in? Nesu'in, which is chuppah. What is chuppah? Chuppah is yichud haroi labir, which means the chasen and kala have to go into a room together. But not only that they go into a room, they have to be miyachid, a type of yichud, which is roi labir, which we'll get to the prati dinam soon. So where do you see that from the Gemara? Because the Gemara says that it's called a oinis. If she's a nida, it's a oinis, they can't do nesu'in. So makan is mavur that nesu'in, chuppah is yichud. Yichud a roi labir. And since she's a nida, pirsa nida, they can't do nesu'in, they can't do chuppah, because lamaisa they can't be miyachet. So it's mavur, that's the shita. So Rambam, medayik from this Gemara, that chuppah, what is chuppah? Chuppah is yichad aroi labia, and therefore pirsa nida is an oynis. He doesn't have to give food, it's an oynis, they can't get married. That's the shita. So Rambam. The Ran brings from the Yesh Oimrim a different shita, that chuppah is machnisa lebesai, and that's enough. You don't need yichud haroi labia, which means you don't have to bring her to a room, no one there, which we'll see the dinam of yichud haroi labia. As long as machnisa lebesai, you bring him to his, he brings her, the kala, to his house, that's enough. That's called yichud. That's yichud. So we have the shita of Rambam that yichud means yichud aroy labia. Yichud aroy labia means in a room that technically that would be called yichud. And then there's a shita of Yeshayim in the Ram that yichud means just machnisa alabesai. The Ram brings a riot to this shita that chuppah is just bringing her machnisa alabesai. The Ram brings a riot from the Gemara Vayta Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says that almana minanasuin, even if it's not nivola, and even if it was not nisyachta, there was no yichud, still she's already considered an almana minanasuin, and only ainla ksubasa zaina elamasat mana, which means if she gets remarried, even if she was married to her first husband and he was nisuin, but there was no bia, and not only there was no bia, they weren't even miyachid. Still, she's considered already almana minanasuin, and she only gets a mana. So you see from here that it's possible to be almana minanasuin, which means he was chuppah, he was nesuan, even without yichud. How's it shayach even without yichud? That's a chayis, nesuan, chuppah is not yichud. What is nesuan? Nesuan is machnisa lebesai, he brings her to his house. Are you going to ask me the Gemara? Lamaisa the Gemara, we said that beis is mavur, pirsa needs nida za oines, that they can't get married. L'chor, pirsa nida za oines, you see that it's not machnisa lebesai, because if it's machnisa lebesai, he could do that even when she's a nida as well. So why is that called oines? Why would it be a oines to say pirsa nida that they couldn't get married? Let them get married, machnisa lebesai, and you don't need yichad aroi labia. Zokter Ran, since that chuppah is lamaisa misura labia, so maybe it's not the right thing to do. The lashon lechayvu chachamim lekansa. It's not a chuppah that's misura labia, which means it is a good nesuin. It's a good chuppah, but since it's not misura labia, so maybe lechayvu chachamim bechahai gavna. They were a machayev. So maybe in the Gemara Daf Beis, he's not called. It's not considered that he's that they were able to get married. So maybe we don't count him. He doesn't have to give mezonis. And Zokter Ran. The Ran Paskins that we do a chuppah without yichud. So the Mele Zokter Ran Be'etzim, you don't have to be makbid a chuppah snida. However, Zokter Ran Lamaisa, you should be makbid. It's kedai kosher adover shleitikonis, not to do an asuin that's a chuppah snida, which we're going to get to soon Be'ez Hashem also. So we have over here a machloikis rishonim. What is chuppah? So far we have two shitas. Is chuppah yichud haro'i labia? Which means chuppah we're going now means to bring her into a room. Either you bring her in ba'ofen chuppah ro'i labia, or as long as you bring her into your house, that's called chuppah, that's enough. What's la halach in these two shitas? This machloik is the Rambam that says yichud means, chuppah means yichud aroi labia. The Ran says chuppah means machnisa labesa, as long as you bring her into your house. So this machloik is the machloik is bepashtis, the machaber and the ramah bring down this machloik is. The machaber and simenon hey, sif aleph. So the Machaber says that you don't have, you're not allowed to have be, even if a Makadash be, you're not allowed to do be again, Achi Yavi Oisalatoich Besa, Besoi, till you bring it into his house, the Yisiached Ima, the Afrishenela, the Yichazanik Krisel Chuppa, which means even like the Rambam, you also have to be Machnisa Latoich Besoi, Vuanik Nesuin. And then he says that it has to be yichud aroi labia. No, v'yisyached ima, which means not only machnisa labesa, v'yisyached ima. So the Machaber brings over here clearly the shitas Rambam, like the Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel says on the Ramah that the Rambam argues, but the Machaber brings clearly the Shitas Rambam that the Rambam holds, which is the Rambam that Yichud means Yichud Aroi Labia. The Ramah, Hagav Yesh Oimrim, which the Ramah in the parenthesis says, who is this Shita? This is the Shitas Haran B'Shem the Yesh Oimrim. The Yesh Oimrim, the Chuppah, Eino Yichud, Ela Kol Shehviya, Chosin Labesa, L'Shem Nesuin. As long as the chassan brought the kala labesa into his house, that's enough. You don't have to have yichud aroi labia. So on this Ramah, Zokter Beis Shmuel, that the Rambam is chaylik. So we have this machlekes. The machlekes is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ran. What comes out like the Rambam by chuppas nida? which means if she's taka anida, l'chayru would come out that it's not a kasher a chuppah, it's not a good chuppah, because chuppah means you need yichud aruyu labiyah. The Beis Shmuel seems to say that even like the Rambam, if she knows before and you do it, it would help for later. The Shita is a Beis Shmuel, you have to look and see if Katar Ches, that even the Rambam would be maskim, that if they do a yichud for later, it would help. Which is a shayla, how could they do a yichud now? Then I'll be meyachad, he's an isser yichud, because she's a nida. But that's what the Beis Shmuel says in the Shita Sarambam. Lamaisa, what's Lamaisa with this Shita? We have a machlekes, the Rambam and Chuppah. Is Chuppah yichud aruhi labia? Or Chuppah is just machnisa labesai? So what happens Lamaisa if she's taka anida? Do you have to go and do it over later after she becomes tar? So Lamaisa, we don't paskal like their Shita. So Rambam cites the Archa Shulchan brings that we don't paskal like the Rambam. Reb Moshe Netshuva writes, Avada, you should try based on her vestas to see that it falls out, that she should be tar, that it shouldn't be a chuppas nida. But Avada writes in the Tshuva, Avada, if it ends up being that it's a nida, you don't push it off. So that's Vaita, we're not choshish for the Shita Sarambam. Oh, very good. The Machaber Vaiter, yeah. The Machaber Vaiter, I was going to say, Atakash Shkoyach. The Machaber later, which is really a Shaila, how that stems. The Machaber says a Balash and Toiv. That's what you mean, Sif Beis. Samach Alef Sif Beis. I hear what you're saying from that Shulchan Aruch. The emes is that the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Samach Alef Sif Beis brings kosher hadavar shaloiti nasi achati tar. Machaber says kosher hadavar, like we saw the Lashon Aran, it's kedai not to make nesu an ashati tar. If the machaber is makbid, like the Shita Sarambam, that it's ma'akiv, chuppas nida doesn't work. So what does it mean, kosher adover? L'chayr, it's ma'akiv. Yeah, so l'chayr, even the machaber also goes either that the Rambam himself, or at least he goes that it's only a chumro, not to be makbid, the ma'isid, or chashulchan, or moisha. In Emes Liyakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also says, Va'anan b'nei Ashkenaz, we're not makbid, even if it's a chuppah snida, we consider it to be a chuppah. And he says that Avada would take a try to avoid it, because complications, shailas, one after the other, come up when it's a chuppah snida, but medin it being a chuppah, Avada would be a good chuppah. The Maisa, there are those that are still makbid. My grandfather told me that he was an aide way back. He had aides for Nesu'an and for the Kedushin, and it was a Chuppas Nida, and they called him back days later that he should be for the Yichud. But Pashtus, the Poiskim we see over here, we don't go with the Shitz Ram, we're not Makbar, and Chuppas Nida is still considered a Chuppah. But this is important to speak out, that even if you hold Chuppas Nida is not a Chuppah, Kedushin Avada is a Kedushin. The only Shaila is only Lagabi the Chuppah, only Lagabi the Nesu'in. Lagabi the Kedushin Avada, it's a good Avada, it's a Kedushin. The Archa Shulchan says that, and Shaila Sechuvas Marsham. And he says, even the Rambam, that the Rambam says in Peiruk Dal, the Ishas Halachi Beis, the Rambam says, the Ein Roi Lekacha Kashihi Nida, you shouldn't even make a Kedushin. But Avada, that's only a Lechatchil, a Milsa the Chasidus. But Avada, Kedushin for sure works. Nisuin, that's a Shita. Sarambam, Lamaisa, we see it's a Machloikis, and the Paiskim don't seem to paskin like that. Now we'll go into the general Machloikis, if Yichud means Yichud Aruy Labia, or even if it's just Machnisa Labesa, we'll see these some dinam that are applicable to both Shitas, and some dinam that are applicable to the din of Yichud Aruy Labia, which Lamaisa were Machbid. We're makbid that the yichud should be a yichud aroy labiyah. We're choshish for the shitas Rambam. So the first din is negay. It's brought in the Piskei Tshuva, Simen Samach Beis, Sifkaten Aleph. And he says that since the yichud is the chuppah, you should be makbid and careful to, you want just to close the door, please? Shkoyach. Since the chuppah is the yichud, and we made a birchas nesuin under the chuppah, and we're only continuing on later to do it in the cheder yichud, you should be makbid not to be mafsik a long time between the nesuin itself and the cheder yichud. Since the cheder yichud is the chuppah, whether if it's the yichud arui labia or it's not the yichud arui labia, it's just machnisa labesa, which is also accomplished by the chasim bringing her into that room, regardless of what it is, you shouldn't be mafsik too much. You shouldn't be mafsik between the nesuin, between the birchas nesuin and the cheder yichud. Azayz mevur also on the maril and hilchas nesuin. They bring their avozna was machbid. But interesting, in Shulchan Ezer, he brings these a minig by some, which is brought that it's a minig Yerushalayim, that when the chosen and kala walk out of the chuppah, they should hold hands. Shailas, some mevatel, mepnei tznius. But he brings one of the milas, the reason why the chosen and the kala should hold on hands while they go to the cheder yichud. So like this, it shouldn't be a hafsek between the bracha, the birchas nesuin, until they get to the room. The birchas sheva brachas is the birchas nesuin, and lemaisa the nesuin itself, the chuppah is only once they go into the cheder yichud until they walk there. So he says, what does it take away? He says, since the holding on, the melech shad is the walking to go into the cheder yichud. They should know what's there's another reason that some learn in the Shita Saran of Machnisa means literally Machnisa. So that's something else. But he says the reason is, Pasha, that the word of Hesach Adas, the Pshar, is that they shouldn't be Hesach Adas, that they're being Oisik and getting to the Yichud. I hear. Rabbi Tzvi is asking, what do you accomplish by. Why does that accomplish?
If you've been told, that's the reason why you're holding on. So it helps them to think.
I mean, they know that's why they're holding on. I mean, they can know also that the heading, that's where they're heading to. There's also no Hetzachad. Lamaisu was saying that even like the Rambam, everybody agrees, everyone's masking inside the Rambam, inside the Ram. This is important. Everyone agrees that chuppah means machnisa lebesoi. The Rambam says, that's the pashtus in the Shitas Rambam. You take a look, that's pashtus the Lashon. Pashtus the Rambam also agrees that when you do chuppah, which is yichud aroy labi, you also need machnisa labesa. Besides machnisa labesa, you also need chuppah aroy labi, but machnisa labesa. So lamaisa comes out of, if it's machnisa labesa, does it have to literally be his house, or does it not have to be his house? Machnisa labesa, parshas, it has to be his house. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Shin Lamed Tes Sifkaton Lamed Beis. It's a long Mishnah Brura, but I'll quote the Lashon that's Negei over here. He says, "V'tzarich liyachid lahachasin oisai cheder." You have to miyachid. What does it mean? V'tzarich liyachid lachayr? It doesn't mean that you have to rent it. The chasin doesn't have to give a dollar to rent a room. You have to be miyachid. The room has to be designated for him. V'tzarich liyachid has to be miyuchid without renting. Miidach. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zelnefeld brings from the Meril Diskin was makbed yet taka that it should be belong to the chassan, but oifen that the chassan taka should rent the yichud room, it should be his. Since the din is machnisa lebesoi, he brings her to his house, so mameila, he should give money to rent the room, it should be his. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the emesis that we heard from Rabbi Lichtenstein in the shir in Eretz Yisrael, it's taka like that, it's already included when you rent the hall, they give it. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, it's true taka that the room taka has to belong to the chassan, but it happens memela when you rent the whole hall, you get that also without making a separate, giving a dollar to rent the cheder yichud. He Grada doesn't like that you should go and rent it separately as a problem. We're not going to speak about it now. He doesn't even like that. But he says it's accomplished by renting the hall. You may look at the room as well. Also, you don't have to go and make a schiris separately to rent the room, and it's called his. So we have a machloikis apoiskim. If you need, how much you need. Do you need, machnisa labesa means that it's just designated, or pshadas labesa, it literally belongs to him. And just lenafkamina would be not in a regular hall, which means, let's say the chuppah is done in someone's backyard, or it's done in a place where there's no designated place. It's in a country club that they have the ballroom, and they just use episode offers or something to be the cheder yichud. So if you need to rent it, you always have to rent it. But if it's memela, so it's lav dafka, it's memela. You have to make sure that it should be miyuchad for the chasen. It doesn't happen memela. Yeah.
This kitzur speaks it out by base chamud. It's called machnis l'beisa in base chamud. Even if he didn't make a schi, it wasn't seicher the room from the shver. It's enough that the shver gave rishus to use that room.
Uh-huh.
That's called machnis l'beisa. Then he had rishus to use the room.
So there you see, you don't even need, like what the Mishnah Berurah says, miyachad law. So you just have rishus. What, just that you have rishus to use it without even being miyachad? Memeila is miyachad. Once you have rishus, that's memeila miyachad. Now here, Ken Zayin, you're saying even a step more. Doesn't mean that you make a whole miyachad room, as long as you have rishus. Yeah, you don't have to epis be miyachad. So the lawyer, what you're saying would come out taka, that's the shayla. I asked around, let's say when it's taka, you do the chuppah, shaloi b'makam in the hall. So then al-chanami taka, he's saying even if you don't have to be miyachad, as long as you have rishus, if we give you permission to use a side room, that's good. What are we saying, Reb Leibi? So first of all, yeah, they designated a room, but if you're talking about such a type of chasana, we could also get into the shaila that it becomes a little bit of a hefsek where they go to the yichud afterwards, to a third place.
Okay.
Lamaisa, what's Lamaisa? So the poiskim, they bring that the Brisker Rav was makbid on renting the room. Meidach, Reb Chaim Kinevsky said that he spoke that the stipler wasn't makbid. So we have a machlokes lamaisa if you have to be makbid in renting the room or not. Now we'll go into the dinam of chuppah haru'i lenida, which we're also makbid to have such a type of yichud, even though if it's not shaykh, it's not shaykh. But if it is shaykh, we want to. How long? The Yechupa Ru'ila Bia, the Shear Bia, the Gemara says what the Shear Bia is, and we'll get to the time. But do they actually have to Meyachid the full time of the Shear Haru'il Yechud Ru'ila Bia? Or as long as the Meyachid for a half a minute, they were Meyachid, that's enough. You don't need the whole time. In the Beis Meir, the Avnei Nezer say, no, that you have to be there, Kashir Yechud. Whatever the time is, which we'll get to in a minute, that's to have to be in the yichud room, as well as the Eidim have to see it, that they use a yichud for the shear of Aroi Labia. Meidach, they bring the Brisker Rav said, as long as they're in the yichud room and they're miyachid, it's a yichud Aroi Labia, which means no one's there, no one can come in, even if it's mamish for a little bit, you don't have to have shear Roi Labia, that's enough. The emes is that he's a shtickle, a stira, what the Brisker Rav held. And maybe it stems also where Rabbi Lichtenstein mentioned Lagabi when he asked Rabbi David how long you have to be in the Yichud room. Because here we said they bring that the Brisker Rav said that there's no shear for Yichud, which means as long as he's a kosher Yichud, which means the Yichud room, no one's there, the taka being Meyachud, even a little bit kosher is already a Yichud, which that's chuppah. Meidach, the Minchas Yitzchak brings that the Brisker Rav had a very chamadig, a long shear, how long the yichud has to be in the yichud room. So that's maybe cool. It's questionable. It's a shayla. What is the shear? If you go with the poiskim that say that there has to be a shear of yichud, what's the shear? How long? How long do they have to be in the yichud room? The Minchas Yitzchak has a very long tshuva and cheshbon back and forth. Minchas Yitzchak says 5 minutes. 5 minutes. In that tshuva, he brings that the brisker rav was machmer even longer, but he says 5 minutes. The same they also bring, Rabbi Yashiv also said 5 minutes. I was grabbed by a chassana yesterday in the afternoon, and I couldn't get to ask the Masada Kedushim, but I passed by the Edom sitting by the Yichud room. I asked them how long. They said 6 minutes. I didn't see any shear of 6 minutes, but maybe it was because five, it should be a drop longer. 5 minutes. Reb Shlomo Zalman was marked with 7 minutes. And the Idach, or Nissen Karel, it's 3 minutes. He says, L'tchatchila 5 minutes. So we have a couple of different shurim. 3, 5, 7. Another din, b'negeya yichud aru'i labia, does one have to have the door locked? Do you have to lock the door of the yichud room? So you'll tell me, what's the big deal? Just lock the door. So lamaisa, I've been by a chasana that the yichud room didn't have a lock. Didn't have a lock. So what do? You need yichud aru'i labia. So is it a good yichud if there's no lock? Lamaisa and Chuvis Radvaz, in Shuvas Radvaz is mavur that it doesn't make a difference, even if there's no lock. He says, who cares? No one goes in and out. So maybe there's a yichud aru'i labia. There's a psadin that there's a lock, that it's not shaykh b'metzias to come in. But he says, since by a chasid it's a ganze tumul nisha, people are coming and going, so mamela it's l'tchatchila lizor ataka to lock it. But he says, you don't make a radin, it doesn't have to be locked.
When you have the Edom there,
yeah, I have that written down. Taka l'chayr benoisav l'zeh. That if the Edom are standing there, me'idach, the arpoiskim, I saw they bring B'Shem Rab Vosner, the arpoiskim, the taka yeh makbid, that it should be locked. Which l'chayr, that's what I was wondering. What's up with the mile of it's locked? If these two Edom standing right there and they don't let.
They're not going in.
If the vote is that they're not scared to do it because it's not locked, then it's nothing to do with the Edom anybody.
If they're choishes, but their advance just says, Elio, their advance just says that by a chasana, since these are ganze tumulish people coming, so a person might walk in. That's why it's better taka. But let's say if these two Edom standing there, what's the, they're watching. He's not choishes that shatters that people are going to walk in. It's only because it's not, people are not used to the place. They don't know which room. They think maybe it's the bathrooms or something. So just to be masakim, what we're coming out in the shir tonight in chuppah, we handle the two shitas, chuppah, which is yichud, either machnisa lebesoy, or it means yichud aroy lebiyah, which comes out three clear nafgaminos. The first one, if she's a nida, if you could do the chuppah, if it's yichud aroy lebiyah, you can't do it. But if it's machnisa lebesoy, avada, you can be machnisa lebesoy. Then we saw that it has to be a oifen of yichud, that it's roi labia, whether if you need that amount of time, no one else could be in the room. No one else could be in the room. The Edom pashas even have to go and check to make sure no one else in the room. If there's another door, it should be locked, but you have to make sure that it's roi labia. If you have to be in the shir, at least in the room, kashir, yichud roi labia. One last nafgamina which would bring out these two shitas is the din in the Shulchan Aruch Vayter. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Samach Dalet, in koinsim psula l'chuppah b'Shabbos, you can't be machnes a psula l'chuppah b'Shabbos, which means it's brought also in Hilchah Shabbos as well. You're not allowed to do a chuppah on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to do a chuppah on Shabbos? Nesuin. You're not allowed to do nesuin on Shabbos because the husband's koina, the isha's mitziah, also maisiyah down. It's a kinyan. He's getting her mitziah and her maisiyah dime, so mainly you can't do nesuin chop on Shabbos. So the nafgamina would be very strongly between these two types of chuppah. Let's say he was machnisa lebesai. He was machnisa lebesai before Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, like we saw, was very often they used to get married Erev Shabbos, like we saw about writing the ksuba with the date close to Shabbos. So let's see, right after the chuppah, they went together in a room, but they weren't able to accomplish yet a chuppah yichud aroy labia. So if you hold that yichud, like we saw, we were not marked with the yichud, the royal abi. If you hold yichud, it's just machnisa labesai. So then it's enough, and then Friday night, they're mutter to be together because he was already in the suin. Mashenkin, if you hold, you need yichud royal abiyah, and they didn't have it erev Shabbos, they're not allowed to be together Shabbos because there's no nesuin. You're not allowed to do a chuppah on Shabbos. So we have a machloikis if chuppah, two of the shitas and what chuppah is chuppah yichud royal abiyah, or is it just machnisa labeis? And we saw the pashtas were not makbid that you need yichud royal abiyah, as long as machnisa labeis itself is enough.
All right, go ahead.